Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Focus Flux. Today we're diving headfirst into something super important, building resilience, especially when life throws those inevitable curveballs our way. We all hit roadblocks, experience setbacks, you know, those moments that make you want to throw your hands up and yell, "Why me?" But here's the thing, how we bounce back from those tough times defines us. It's not about avoiding failure altogether, that's impossible. It's about developing the mental muscle to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and come back stronger. Ever felt like you were on a roll, crushing your goals, and then bam, something throws you off track? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going downhill, and you just want to give up? Yeah, we've all been there. But trust me, resilience isn't some magical superpower reserved for the chosen few. It's a skill, a muscle we can all build with practice and the right mindset. So, what are some key ingredients in this resilience recipe? First off, reframing your perspective. It's about seeing setbacks not as insurmountable failures but as opportunities for growth. Think of it like this. Every obstacle is a chance to learn something new, to adapt, and become more resourceful. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try asking yourself, "What can I learn from this?" Or, "How can I use this experience to my advantage?" Next up, embracing self-compassion. This one's huge. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Nobody's perfect, and we all make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over a setback, treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a friend going through a similar situation. Remember, setbacks are part of the human experience. They don't define your worth or your potential. Building a strong support system is crucial too. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, encourage you, and believe in you. Talk to friends, family, mentors, share your experiences and learn from others who have faced similar challenges. Remember, we're not meant to go through this alone. And let's talk about goal setting. It's important to set realistic goals that are challenging yet achievable. When you break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps, it feels less overwhelming and more attainable. And when you achieve those smaller wins, celebrate them. Each step forward builds momentum and reinforces your belief in yourself. Finally, don't underestimate the power of taking care of yourself. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you prioritize your well-being, you create a solid foundation for resilience. Think about a time when you faced a major setback. Maybe it was a failed project, a relationship challenge, or even just a tough day. How did you handle it? Did you wallow in self-pity or get stuck in a spiral of negativity? Or did you take a step back, reassess the situation, and find a way to move forward? Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She's an incredibly talented artist who poured her heart and soul into creating a stunning collection for an upcoming exhibition. But just weeks before the event, disaster struck, her entire studio flooded, destroying almost all of her work. Can you imagine the devastation? But here's the thing, Sarah didn't give up. She channeled her disappointment into something positive. She reached out to her network of fellow artists for support, rallied her creative energy, and started rebuilding. It wasn't easy, but she persevered, learning from the experience and emerging stronger than ever before. So, what's the takeaway here? Resilience isn't about avoiding setbacks, it's about how we respond to them. It's about cultivating a mindset of growth, embracing self-compassion, surrounding ourselves with support, setting achievable goals, and taking care of our well-being. Remember, every challenge is an opportunity for learning and growth. Don't let setbacks define you. Use them as stepping stones on your journey to becoming the most resilient version of yourself. Now go out there, face those challenges head on, and remember, you've got this. If this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and share it with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Until next time, keep pushing forward, and never stop believing in your own incredible power to overcome any obstacle.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.